The front line moves east into Kuwait. The U.S. military sketches out plans to make a vastly expanded presence in the Persian Gulf, saying goodbye to Iraq, saying hello once again to Kuwait. On this Monday, October 31st, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So we're going to be looking at a post-Iraq strategic plan for the U.S. military and also the post-Gaddafi Libya, a doctor's view of the days of rage and glory in the town of Misrata, and how the high-tech packed into a cell phone can put revolutionary new tools into the hands of people in the low-tech world. But you're talking about on this Halloween scary movies.
This is Russell from Norman, Oklahoma, and it was The Exorcist. My mother told me not to go see it when I was 12.
Mother, please!
I went anyway, and I still can't watch it.
This just teaches you should listen to your mother.
Stop doing that with your head, Celeste. Stop doing that with your head. That's weird. That's
you can still give us on this Halloween the movies that you still can't go to see. Give us a call at 8778. My take, but let's start off with the headlines this morning. Power companies from Maryland to Maine are trying to restore electricity to millions of people still in the dark after the weekend snowstorm. Some could be without power for days. Some areas got as much as 30 inches of snow. Hundreds of schools won't be open today, and some communities are canceling or postponing Halloween activities. This Hartford, Connecticut resident says falling trees are the biggest problem.
One of them hit the power line, and it was flaming a little bit and smoking, so I told the fire department, but truthfully, they've got their hands full. I'm sure this is happening all around town.
Weekend storm is being blamed for at least 11 deaths. States of emergency have been declared in New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and parts of New York.
MF Global, a powerhouse in the world of commodities and derivative trading, is on the brink of becoming the first American financial institution to fall victim to Europe's debt crisis. Former New Jersey Governor John Corzine heads the firm, and our partner, The New York Times, is reporting that he was working on a potential sale late last night to avoid bankruptcy before markets open this morning. Police in Richmond, Virginia, are the latest to break up an Occupy Wall Street camp. Protesters had set up a tent city complete with a makeshift library, kitchen, and portable toilets. Police began clearing the park early this morning. Protesters have been arrested now in cities including Portland, Austin, Oakland, Atlanta, and Nashville.
NATO ends its seven-month air campaign over Libya at midnight tonight. The alliance stopped its bombing missions soon after Muammar Gaddafi's death earlier this month, but has kept up regular air patrols. In Afghanistan, a suicide car bomber struck a checkpoint in Kandahar near the United Nations and International Aid Group's offices. Four people were killed. The building was badly damaged. That is the second major attack in 3 days that's targeted foreigners or NATO troops in the country. On Saturday, a Taliban suicide bomber in Kabul hit a NATO convoy, killing 17 people, including five NATO service members.
The latest assessment from the Japanese government says it's going to take at least 30 years now to safely close the Fukushima nuclear power complex damaged by the March earthquake and tsunami. The plant experienced power outages, meltdowns, and explosions that released radioactive material. Tens of thousands of nearby residents were forced to leave the area. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain denies a report that claims he was accused of sexual harassment. Politico reports Cain was accused of harassment at least twice during his tenure as the head of the National Restaurant Association. And the world's population, symbolically speaking, has reached 7 billion. Somewhere out there is the 7 billionth person. Demographers aren't exactly sure when the world's population will reach the 7 billion mark, but the United Nations is marking the day today. The number of people on Earth has doubled in the past 50 years. Asian and European markets are down this morning. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,231. The S&P opens at 1,285. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,737. Coming up this morning, our series on innovation in the 21st century continues with a look at how cell phones could change the developing world. They're proliferating there and disrupting technological growth. Later this hour, all morning long, what's the first movie that scared you?
This is Savante Davis from Lakeland, Florida. My scariest movie was Carrie.
They're all going to laugh at you!
It scared me so that I thought that Carrie lived in our guest bedroom in our house, and at night I'd always run past that room real fast so Carrie wouldn't get me.
Cool. Don't let Carrie get you. Give us your first scary movie at 8778 My Take. Happy Halloween, folks.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.